Artificial intelligence video and a declaration of state of educational emergency. I will be playing the video in question in the background as I narrate the title text. I grabbed one of my poems this week and told AI to make a command that will clone my voice and replicate the narrated poem. I found some bugs, weird noises and pops, strange pauses. My voice was not accurate. But in general, I liked what I heard, so I decided to keep going. I expanded the narration program to generate super precise captions. So I was generating audio from text and converting generated audio to captions, which is also text, but with precise timestamps now. I then wrote a new command to send the caption information to my local AI with instructions to imagine a series of photographs that match the captions. You're seeing those photographs right now. I explained to my AI that they have to be timed perfectly so that they illustrate the narrated poem. This worked frighteningly well and created a description of over 130 photographs. I then fed those descriptions into my image generation program, and I used the Ernie model first, but it took 3 minutes per photo. It generates very nice photos. But then I switched to Flex Klein, which, to my shock, took only 3 seconds per photo. These are the photos you're seeing right now, but they can be made more perfect. And I never took the time to verify them or regenerate some of them. These are the raw photos that were generated on the first run. Now, this was not without trouble, because my captions are in the XML text format. A very wise idea. But I needed a way to make them into a plain text format so that I could use them on the command line with my image generation program. So I wrote XML Happy, which takes XML, converts it to JavaScript objects, and applies a custom JavaScript program to it, a query made out of a programming language. I discovered a truly wonderful way to work with XML. I will never go back. I created the shell script directly from XML Happy and just said, "Bash, execute this script," and it was amazing. I then created a new system command that takes the audio, the captions, and the information on when the images should appear, and created a new XML file, this time designed to be directly converted to a video file with a well-known application. It worked, with some minor errors that I fixed very quickly. Captions were being too fast. The high-resolution video with Ken Burns photo effect that you see fading back and forth was 1 gigabyte in size. I was able to compress it down to 90 megabytes or so. At first, the audio was missing and the captions were going way too fast, but it all worked in just a few minutes. It is amazing to see it all come together, with so many varied, cute cat images that are on topic, synchronized with the captions, and the Ken Burns effect that ties it all together. The whole thing just feels great. This is now an automated narration system that can also create videos. It is a very interesting computer program. On top of it, I am currently designing a program that visually stitches all of these commands together, feeds captions from narration program through a cable that you can see on the screen to the input of the photo description generator that is then used to generate the photos. These cables and little boxes that I connect here is called visual programming, and the point is that you can drop more things on the cables to, for example, clean up the audio, and without getting confused where everything is, of course. And I have a follow-up editor, where there are no cables, where you do nothing, just talk to the AI, you tell it what you want to see. And AI does all the commands, and then it just asks you, hey, is the preview okay? Should we keep going? Yeah. After all of this, I am now convinced programming never really quite worked until AI came around. The only people who could swiftly iterate like I did this afternoon had teams of developers. And today, a large team of developers just costs $12 a month. This is not sad. What is sad is that the world isn't reacting to this yet. News outlets probably won't ever run it because they peddle toxic crap to garner attention. And a lot of people are simply cut off and may not realize that their entire education was ineffective, if not downright fake. It's not their fault exactly. The teachers simply couldn't teach and make money at the same time, so they chose money and invented performance scores, which can't teach anything, and certainly not programming, which requires honesty and real progress. This incredible power being denied to adults is why I declare a state of educational emergency. The future is no longer compatible in any way with ineffective or fake education. Sentencing young people to fake education is now a cruelty like few others. Ask your favorite AI for help with learning programming. After years of programming in just about a dozen languages, I personally chose JavaScript because of its reach. Desktop Electron applications, Node.js command line, a native script that runs on a toaster, and of course, JavaScript ECMAScript is the language of the web. I repeat, this is a state of educational emergency. Do not pretend to learn. That future has been closed off. Ask your favorite AI for help with learning programming. Do not trust schools. Do not pretend to learn.